Hi, I'm Phil Bliss, and I'm a business visionary, and welcome to Stop, Think, Focus, Execute. Today I'd like to introduce you to Kevin Clark. Kevin is our Federation leader and president of Content Evolution. Kevin, why don't you fill us in with a little bit of your background?
Phil, delighted to be here. As head of Content Evolution, what I'm doing is bringing 30 years of my experience at IBM in leading and designing brand and customer experiences to other companies around the world. Content Evolution is a federation of 40 other firms that I use to design market research, brand strategy, and customer experiences, and bring them into a connected continuum for our clients.
You know, we were talking earlier, you know, you've got 30 years of IBM. I think many people would think that's a large corporate environment,
sure,
with not much excitement. You know, where's the entrepreneurial side of and the stop think side of that within a big corporation like that?
Well, you'd be wrong if you said that IBM wasn't an exciting place, right? It was. It was a great career. Had the opportunity to do many different things during that time, and to take that pause, that stop moment, and move to something that the company really needed done. Out of a 30-year career, after about year five, I stopped taking jobs and started to create roles for myself. So I was what Drucker would call an entrepreneur, all right? A person that was entrepreneurial inside the business.
We both read Drucker.
Right. And today I think of myself as an intrapreneur, able to span between both the corporate world and the entrepreneurial world and bring the best to both.
Try and isolate through those 30 years, maybe one particular experience where there was that stop moment where change happened.
Well, probably the most tumultuous part in my career coincided with a moment with the company itself. IBM faltered at a certain point and needed to have leadership from the outside world. So the board of directors brought in Lou Gerstner to replace John Akers. At that time, I was leading U.S. public relations, one of the leaders. I had issue management. And I said, you know, I've been playing defense for almost 14 years now. It's time for me to do a pivot on my career. It's time for me to think about moving from public affairs and public relations into a more creation role, you know, something that the company could do next. So I opted in and went into corporate strategy. That was a great moment for me because everything from that moment on, I was using what I had learned, right, to create new things, new opportunities, new value for the company.
So is there any particular kind of stop think moments where you were given a view from the corporation and say, you know, Kevin, make something happen because it's not happening?
Absolutely. One example is we had the opportunity to think about our briefing centers around the world. What kind of an experience were we delivering to people who are coming to visit IBM for the day? And it had occurred to me that we spend a lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars a year, on advertising and promotional activities. Here's what IBM is doing. I had the opportunity to redesign 8 hours, right, with people visiting us. And I thought that what we needed to do was to make it more like Disney, make it an experience. That was dead wrong. We did research, and it caused me to stop and think about how are we spending our time with people? And the expense that we might have gone to redesign new facilities, you know, create immersive experiences, really make it a wow. We made it a wow by simply changing the agenda, not just presenting to a customer who was with us, but to having a conversation with them.
And so I guess the stop was right.
Yes.
The initial thought was wrong.
So we had the new think.
So your new think, focused down on it, and then executed, and boom, it happened. The analysis of that early thought is so darn critical.
But it's what we followed in the corporate design world, mm-hmm, to create products. Mm-hmm. We started to adapt that and bring it into the service of how do you design services for people, and then how do you design the interaction with the company itself, right? So I was elevating human-centered design and design principles from products to experiences.
Let's talk about the step out of IBM, where obviously you got a lot of satisfaction because you got to basically execute that stop, think, focus, execute type of process. But, you know, after a long time within a corporation, you stepped out of it.
So I looked at the 30 years that I had spent at IBM, and I said, there are lots of other organizations that need what we're doing. You know, let me go take this, right, to other businesses, both large and small, who didn't have the opportunity to, you know, I probably spent, you know, $300 million of IBM's money over a 30-year career on a lot of things, and got to test those capabilities. So now I can very, very precisely pick up the ones that are necessary to help others.
So is there any difference between the stop, think, focus, execute as an intrapreneur within IBM, and now you're out being an entrepreneur and doing stop, think, focus, execute, but is there any kind of difference in the experience? I'm just interested.
Early career, I used to help with crisis management, and you know, one of the things that happens is your adrenaline starts to go and you start to speed up. And the advice I would give people is you have to slow down, right? In a crisis, you have to understand what's going on, what are the facts, what do we need to do so that we make the best decisions possible as we start to address whatever the concern it is and communicate it to the outside world in an effective way. Entrepreneur is basically the early stage of entrepreneurship is a rolling crisis, right? And people have a tendency to just want to speed up and be frenetic, all right?
Yeah,
and get everything done that can possibly
That's
done
quite right.
And not sleep. Guess what? Those are mistakes, right? When I advise, you know, people who are starting businesses, I said the same thing that Jeff Bezos promised himself when he started Amazon, which is, I will get 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep every night. Guess what? His decision-making capability the next day is pretty good.
Correct.
Versus the person who's time-starved, right? So the first thing to recognize is a new business will take all the time, right, that you will give it, but you actually need to slow down, take that moment, that stop, think, right, so that the way that you're using that day is much more effective, right, in moving the agenda forward, not simply responding to the big list of crisis moments that fill every entrepreneur's day. And one of the things that we used to talk about is I said, let's talk about the things that are bothering you. And you come up with a list of 100 different things. I said, if we fix this list, you think our customers would feel better?
Yeah.
The answer is no, because why? It didn't deliver on one, two, or three things that people would know us for. Managing the list is not the same as focusing on what you want to be known for, right? And that's the focus piece. You have to decide what you're not going to do well.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
And so if you deselect some things, that gives you the energy to focus on the things that you
exactly.
want to
do. Exactly, and the think process, you know, is got to be wild. You got to be out there. The focus piece of it is look at it honestly and say, you know, I've got these five great ideas, but I can't do that.
Absolutely.
And you've just got to filter it down to one or two things that you can do really well. And that's the success of building business.
Most of the entrepreneurs that I know that have become successful are really good at your fourth step, which is they know how to execute. Once they have the idea, they're maniacal and relentless about executing on, you know, what they've decided to do.
Yep.
Now, getting the idea right is problematic. Both of us have had the experience of the great idea occurring on vacation. right?
That's right.
During downtime.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. It creates that what I term that decisive isolation, that you are able to detach for a while. If you can absolutely switch your phone off, you can detach. And that's detachment is a great thought environment, basically.
The second best place, right, that I used to have was the thought time that I would use when I was in the airplane on a long haul flight. And that time for a lot of people is now gone because we have Wi-Fi and people can get invited to meetings and they're still in a meeting on the airplane.
Correct.
Right? That time is gone. So you have to manage your personal time as aggressively as you manage your business time.
Just going back to the vacation time, I go with my wife and we always take a day to do stop, think, focus, execute, to plan our lives, to make sure that our work is in tune.
Well, you basically free yourself from all the nagging things because you've gotten it out.
Correct.
I used to stay up awake at night saying, don't lose this idea, don't lose this idea until I wake up, right? Well, that's not restful sleep.
It is not.
And a lot of times what you end up with is the idea's gone and you're frustrated. So, you know, getting it down in some meaningful way, if you're a real good idea creator, and a lot of entrepreneurs are.
That's probably the most common element of successful entrepreneurs, is they are good ideas, sometimes to their detriment because they have too many. And it's the discipline of thinking and focusing that before they get to execution that makes success.
The other thing that I'll observe about entrepreneurs is that they don't know when to fire themselves, right, from the lead role. At some point, the organization needs to go into steady state, and you need to vector over into becoming maybe the head of research and development and let someone else do the day-to-day operations.
You're quite right. I just hired my old chief operating officer back.
Well, there you go. Perfect.
We could go on forever. This has been a terrific meeting. Is there any kind of parting advice in terms of stop, think, focus, execute that you could give?
You know, I think that your view, it's not linear, it's a cycle.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? And so after you've done it, it's kind of like Tuesday.
Well, yes, you never stop. I mean, it's an ongoing process. Yeah, there are big moments of stop, think, focus, execute, and smaller moments, and that's something you should be doing every week, you know, every month, seriously,
exactly.
All the time.
The business needs to shampoo its hair. Lather, rinse, repeat.
Exactly.
It was great being with you, Phil.
Kevin, thanks very much. Terrific interview.
Great being with you.
I'm Phil Bliss, and I want you to stop, think, focus, and execute. Whether you're an entrepreneur like Kevin or an entrepreneur like me, if you do that, you'll be successful.